Representative Ilhan Omar, United States bullying led to collapse of socialist Venezuela. By Penny Starr on May 1, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, argued on Wednesday that the United States bullying Venezuela with sanctions led to the collapse of Venezuela under socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro. "You know, I mean, a lot of the policies that we have put in place has kind of helped lead the devastation in Venezuela," Omar said in an interview with the leftist Democracy Now! Program. "And we've sort of set the stage for where we're arriving today. This particular bullying and the use of sanctions to eventually intervene and make regime change really does not help the people of countries like Venezuela. And it certainly does not help and is not in the interest of the United States," Omar said. Venezuela is currently suffering through the worst economic, political, and humanitarian crisis in its history after nearly two decades of socialist rule. Maduro lost his legal mandate to govern the country in January after his last term was up, when the National Assembly denounced fraudulent elections a year ago and swore in its president, Juan Guaido, as interim president of the country. Omar has denounced international support for Guaido as a coup, and Guaido's party is far-right despite its membership in the Socialist International. She is among several voices supporting Maduro around the world in opposition to the leaders of 54 countries who accept Guaido's legitimacy, according to the Pan Am Post. In February, Omar attacked Elliot Abrams, the U.S. Special Envoy to Venezuela, in a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, accusing him of supporting violence against civilians as U.S. policy, the Washington Examiner reported. "I suppose there is a question in there, and the answer is that the entire thrust of American policy in Venezuela is to support the Venezuelan people's effort to restore democracy to their country. That's our policy," Abrams responded. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.